Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Got a message here from Clinton.
Hello, Clinton.
Clinton sent in a message and he's from Box Hill South.
Wow.
He's reporting in, checking in.
Just emailing from work, dreading the thought of shipping myself off to the work Christmas party.
Oh.
Good news, though, I found a stash of work booze.
Wow.
And I'm prepping myself for the beige barrage.
Tonight.
I've taken your advice from last week's show and I'm stocking up a hip flask for the long march into beige land. Love and rainbows from Clinton.
Oh, thank you, Clinton.
Oh, that Clinton deserves a hug.
Our Eastern operatives always check in very early.
Yeah, we've got some excellent operatives in the Eastern suburbs.
Really?
Yes, we do.
That's good, yes. I guess.
We need to get the northern and the western ones all up to speed.
Look, I think where we will have most trouble is south of the river.
Why?
Because those operatives get very lazy. They've got so much variety, so much rainbow at their disposal that they take the rainbow lifestyle for granted.
I live south of the river.
I know.
And can I tell you, there's a rainbow who lives below me who's having a very good time at night lately.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do tell. Can you give us more?
Well, I mean, I could reenact it for you, but I think you get the idea.
Do you live in a balsa wood house?
Yeah. Well, no, it's actually concrete, but this person makes a lot of noise.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Like with music?
No. With someone else.
No.
Yes.
Not moaning.
Yes.
He's a moaner.
He's a moaner.
It must be good.
Well, yeah. Oh,
do you think?
I don't know.
Why not? So you're telling me when you moan, it's not good.
I've noticed I'm not.
Really?
You're not a moaner. You're not like bringing attention to yourself when you're face down in the bed.
Gosh. I could really tell a story.
Go on.
But I'm afraid it's going to end up on the podcast.
Now, Benny, I want you to read that extra special letter we got in.
Our gorgeous listener, and his writing is so pretty.
It's beautiful.
Neat.
It is neat.
And there's a postmark.
I bet you he got double ticks.
There's a postmark on it, Frank. It tells us the suburb it came from. Dandenong.
I think it just went to that mail centre. It doesn't necessarily have to come
it's
from there.
It's been posted in Dandenong. It could have been on his way to Phillip Island.
Wait a sec.
That's right.
Wait a sec. Oh, it's a lovely thank you card. And he says, let me open it up. To Benny and Frank, thanking you for your advice on the Homo Helpline last Friday. That's the first time we've ever been thanked for
isn't that beautiful?
For useless information.
For years of advice and wisdom.
My name is Jacob, and my letter was read out on air by Frank regarding the young man that I have fallen in love with at my local supermarket.
That's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And did he appreciate the info?
He says, anyway, I love you both. Have a happy and safe festive season, and may 2010 bring you both happiness and peace.
That's beautiful, and all the very best back to you.
Absolutely,
Jacob. I hope 2010 brings me peace as well. Peace of ass. No. Frank and I were walking into the studio tonight, high power, we were walking to, and because it was that kind of that day, it was time in the afternoon, there wasn't much riffraff in the street. It was a very clean walk, wasn't it?
It was until we got closer to Joy.
Then there was riffraff. One beige was hugging the other beige, and I was a bit like David Attenborough. I felt like Benny Attenborough.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look here, Frank, the beige have engaged into a mating
They've
ritual.
They've docked.
They're starting to dock. So he was prepared the male beige, had prepared the female beige with some stubbies, with a long neck. And like the female beige, she started her her ritual mating dance.
She's going,
and what happens is when at that stage you know that they're ready, they're preparing to receive the male, because what happens is their stilettos start to shake and their ankles go a wobbly, and you know that you know they're ripe for the picking when they're in stilettos and their ankle actually goes sideways and touches the rope.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Anyway, he had his arm around her head and, like, you know, basically in a headlock, and he was going, can I do it?
You need to be away from the mic when you do
okay,
it.
Okay, now Benny is going to evoke the beige spirit. Okay. What's the beige spirit called?
Shane.
VB.
That's better.
The beige god VB. And the beige god VB spoke through this man, and the beige god VB said,
you know, you remember. You know how I told you that I love you? You remember that, don't you? That I told you that I love you?
And I was thinking, yes, she's preparing for a great night. Merry Christmas to you.
What's your plans?
For the
going
end of
away?
The year. I'm not going away. I am just going to enjoy life, I think. What about you kids?
I'll be in Italy.
I didn't even
really? Yeah, just for the night?
No, for a couple of weeks.
Wow. Mm. Whereabouts in Italy on New Year's Eve?
Perugia.
What?
Perugia.
Sounds like a bike race.
Yes, not the Giro d'Italia.
Have you got anything planned?
No, I'm just going to roll up on New Year's Eve in the middle of Italy somewhere and expect... I've got a hotel booked.
That's good.
So that helps.
Excellent.
Have you been to hotels in Italy?
You're a thinker.
Not recently,
oh,
no.
Good luck.
It is booked though.
Yeah, that's great. Have you ordered hot water?
Oh, don't say that, Benny.
Let me just tell you.
You're telling me there's not going to be hot water.
There's not going to be carpet.
I can deal with that.
Yeah, there'll be marble. And you might be lucky if you get hot water.
Okay. Sounds like a great New Year's Eve.
Wow. No,
but,
boil the kettle, darling.
I am very worried about people that don't organise the New Year. I mean, it's bad enough I don't have anything organised in Melbourne.
I'm in a foreign city. What's going on in Perugia in the middle of winter?
Well, there won't be anything happening where you are.
Most likely, yeah.
That's what I mean. Because, like,
there'll be some firecrackers and of, you know, people in the street.
Not in Italy's economic state.
Well,
you should go to Nonna's house in Sicily.
It'll be warmer down there, I suspect.
She's very warm down there.
You're a world traveller, aren't you?
No, because I've been watching New Zealand's Next Top Model.
Oh.
It's on.
Is that not in English?
I have no idea.
Is it in Maori?
Can I just say, I have no idea what language it's in.
Are you
because
serious?
When those talk.
The models.
The archers talk. You cannot understand a word they're saying.
Really?
It's just like a gaggle. Like, it's just fish and chips, fish and chips, fish and chips. You know, like, they're analysing their photos, and it's like, they show them, like, and this is your sister. And it's like, fish and chips, fish and chips. And it's like, and it's just like that. And I'm like, what are they saying? This show needs subtitles.
A risque billboard depicting Jesus' mother, being Mary, looking dejected after unsatisfying sex with Joseph.
Can you do a billboard about that?
Apparently.
Really?
But it's been done by people in the church. And it has given Kiwi Catholics a nasty pre-Christmas surprise. A huge ad, apparently erected yesterday in Auckland, shows the unhappy couple in bed, accompanied by a slogan, "Poor Joseph, God was a hard act to follow."
Oh, I feel sorry for Joseph.
So Joseph looks down, red-faced, as an anguished Mary looks to the heavens.
Did they employ an advertising agency?
I don't know. Here, there's the photo.
Oh, it's lovely. It's a beautiful painting.
It is beautiful.
Someone getting 180 grand a year designed
that. Do you reckon? It was the church that did it. And the reason why they did it was because they wanted more people to go to the church. There was a strategy.
Oh, that'll do it. What they should be doing is white parties. Get DJs in and, like, you know, and go, it's going to go off. Featuring the Holy Spirit.
You've been doing a bit of
spring
cleaning.
Oh, I did. I took a few days off work this week.
To clean?
Well, no, not to clean. Well, I just took them off just to take them off. And then I just started. But I suddenly thought, oh, maybe I'll just chuck out a few clothes.
Oh, I love it.
So I did that. I decluttered my wardrobe. Oh, great. It was such a relief.
Did you have many colours in it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very colourful.
What's the predominant colour in your wardrobe?
I wear lots of black. So okay. I guess it would be black. Right. But when I wear like shirts, like cas shirts,
yes.
I like frequently wear like pastels.
Oh, okay. Mm. So you have a pastel element.
That's a very 80s look.
Yeah, it is. I ended up with 6 garbage bags of clothes.
Oh, so I threw some away too.
And 5 bags of rubbish.
Right.
In a 1-bedroom. Did you... 5 square metre apartment.
Oh my God. Did you bring them down to like the local salvo?
Yeah, so there'll be some nice man walking around in beautiful jeans.
You know, I recently threw away a whole lot of stuff from my wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of felt bad putting it in the in the Bozal thing there.
Why?
Because I thought, unless they're going to dress the circus elephant, no one's going to... No one's going to be wearing this. It could be a dust cover for a barina.
Stop that.
You know, I know we have a bit of a laugh and, you know, we love to be frivolous.
Mm.
But can we talk about something serious for a second?
Yeah. Ooh,
serious.
Yes.
You must have items that are quite private.
Oh, no, they're in the drawers.
Right. Okay, so you keep them in your drawer.
Yeah.
But you know they're there.
I think if, like, I died. Like,
that's what I was going to ask you. If something happened to you, before your mum and dad come in to take stuff, have you got a contingency plan? Do you have a friend that can come and...
I need to get one. I was thinking about this the other day because sometimes, like, I just sometimes leave things just, like, sitting on the bathroom sink. Like if I've, you know, given it a wash or something like that. And I just, you know, and I think, oh my God, imagine if I had an accident and my mum like walks into my bathroom and suddenly, voila, there's 10 inches of delight.
No, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you need to have some sort of a contingency plan with a friend
that
allows, say, look, if something happens to me, you're to go to my... But you need to be able to share that kind of information.
That's fine. I can do that.
You can do that?
One time we were cleaning out my... this is going to sound bad. We were cleaning out my nana's stuff after she moved out of her house to go into her, like, care.
Oh, don't tell me.
No. But...
I thought maybe she found like I can't say MMS.
She found MMS.
Well, in the olden days, how did they send cockpits to each other?
Whenever I play Madonna, there's one person that calls me.
Someone's always listening.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's Lucas speaking.
Hi, darling.
I've never talked to you before.
Who's that?
It's Dolly Dalton.
Hi, Dolly.
Hello.
I'm Lourdes.
Nice to talk to you, Lourdes.
I have a little brother.
Yes.
I have 2. One's white and one's chocolate.
Nice.
One's vanilla, one's Chico. Hey.
Yeah.
I've got a new dad.
Yeah.
And my new dad's 21.
Yeah.
And my mum, she took us shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to buy Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And she was buying him new shoes and stuff. Anyway, we went past the toy department.
Yeah.
And there was like Santa.
Yeah.
Santa called out to us.
Yes.
And like he wanted to know if we wanted to sit on his knee.
Uh-huh. Did you sit on his knee?
No, but my mum pushed me out the way. And like my mum was kind of like giving him a lap dance.
Oh, really? Santa?
Oh, she always does that.
Oh.
Anyone that looks slightly single gets a lap dance. Anyway, this man, like Santa, he said, ho, ho. Ho, ho.
Yeah.
And I said, how did you know that?
Bye, Lourdes.
My mum can swallow Coke bottles.
See ya. Bye.
Dear Homer Helpline, it's Darren here with the strawberry apron.
Oh, from last week.
Last week's strawberry
apron. We thought strawberry apron was a euphemism for something else.
But it wasn't.
But strawberry coloured apron.
He was actually
wearing a pink apron with nothing else, feeding his boyfriend oysters.
Delicious, Darren.
Making us very ill. He says, still love you guys. Did we do something not to love?
Well, no.
It's hard love. My boyfriend Michael is in the closet. Well, open it up. No. He says, I want to open the door
to the
big rainbow, but he is scared. Should I or shouldn't I?
Oh, don't push it.
No.
Don't push it.
Don't push, you'll get hemorrhoids. Often nature shows us the way, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Nature or just
See,
fate.
I'm very David Attenborough tonight.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's best when it comes on its own.
That's true.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Like the little egg, like the chick in the egg.
I empathise with this wonderful Homo Helpline writer. Is it Michael?
Michael, yes.
Michael.
Oh, I feel I'm going to reach out and slap.
Me?
Yes.
Well, it would be very difficult being in a relationship with someone who's in
so
the closet.
So, you tough. Don't do
no,
it.
No, of course not. Yeah. No, you can't never do it. You can no, never do it.
No,
of course
no,
not.
No, you're not getting
oh,
me.
Oh, you don't do the
you
relationship.
You don't do the relationship.
No, but they're in love.
When they met, no then. When they met and he said, you know, come over to my place, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, I'm not out. That's when you say, pay for my dinner, see you later.
Oh, really? You can't be that cut and dry, Benny.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I probably would be. But if you already, I don't know.
Nothing like.
Maybe their eyes met over a crowded room and it was all love at first sight. And it was all, it was beautiful. It was emotional. You're looking at me with complete disgust.
I'm looking at you as one of the cast members of Beaches. And from a distance, the world ain't blue and green. Let me just tell you.
Love just happens sometimes and it can be quite complex. It's not as easy as you say.
Love is like, you know, in Ghost, love is like the
oxygen.
The lump of clay on the wheel.
Oh, so you've got to mould it.
You've got to mould it.
But that's okay. That
if the clay has a fault, it's not...
You chuck it out and start
it's
again.
It's no use sticking your thumbs in to make the bowl or the vase.
Okay.
Because it's just a lump of clay. Do you know what I mean? It's
a faulty lump of clay.
Yeah, it's a faulty lump of clay. If it's too dry, it's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but you need to get some Christmas spirit into you at the moment.
No.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Michael.
Merry Christmas, split up. You weren't meant to be together. What? You think I'm joking?
No,
we don't.
That's why you're meant with silence.
No, well, you can't tell someone to come out.
No.
No.
You cannot.
I'm glad you're sensitive there.
I learnt that as a very young child. You know, I wanted kids to come out and play.
Yeah.
That some aren't allowed to.
Well, that's right.
Some just can't.
They're and you not, can't force
some
them.
Some aren't capable of it. And what's the point of, you know, yes, you can put your arm around them and give them a big hug and sort of say, well, come out when you're ready. But that's no good to you. If you want to play soccer, yeah. if you've got your shoes on and the ball ready and there's no one to kick the ball with. Yeah,
they haven't even started buying their uniform yet.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work.
What you do is you just
patience
go to,
is a virtue.
You just go to the next street in your suburb and you look at on that street.
But some people are excellent soccer players. They just haven't got their gear or their skills developed yet. And yes. Matt, is it worth waiting for that extra special soccer player or risk going to the next one in the street and him being
how much time?
Crap.
How much time you got on your hands, Zolly? Ida, our listener in Perth.
Yeah, what's she up to?
One of the tens of listeners around the world. Ida wants me to say hello to you too. Because I said,
hi, Ida.
All these women want me to pass on hellos to you.
Oh, they love me. What can I do?
I'm just the conduit.
That's okay.
You're the messenger.
Aren't I?
Mm.
I'm like the Archangel Gabriel.
You know why, Benny? Because I don't have a Facebook page and they're doing it through you.
No, you do. If people want to be friends with Frank, search for Frank Latte.
Yeah, friends I'm on there Benny. Now.
Yes.
I requested your friendship.
My friendships are quite you're sad.
You're a friend of mine, so anyone that's on, yeah. They can link, we can be linked.
But your
can
friendship
they can,
doubled
they can dock
this week.
With you via me.
It doubled this week.
Did it double?
Yeah.
I suppose
you
it
went
did.
From one to two.
Yeah.
Now, someone just sent us a little article here. It's about stressed out office workers in the UK called the Orange Relaxation Line. Stressed out workers can now dial a beach. People in Britain, if you're in a work situation and you're very stressed out, they found that nearly 7 in 10 Brits found that the sound of the sea lapping against the shore the ultimate calming environment. Oh, and there's a number. See. But I was thinking, you know what, we should... Why don't we ring it? Because let's just see what it sounds like. Do you want to dial it?
Yes. All right, it's ringing. I think I've got someone on the phone. Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the Orange Relaxation Line. You are looking for a stress-free day. Please wait for the menu options as they may have changed. Say the appropriate name when I say it back to you. Okay. Am I stressing you out already?
Yes.
I think I am.
I feel stressed.
It's funny.
First, a crackling log fire. The sound of a forest, a bird song, an English village green, a tea house.
Oh, let's try a tea house, please.
You have chosen tea house.
Yes.
A tea house is a quaint, very English tradition, where men get with other men.
Oh.
It is a stress-free environment where they make sounds like... Oh.
Oh, okay. Yes. There's children listening. Yes. Thanks, Tim. Oh, okay. Turn it off. No, we don't need that. Too much information.
I feel so relaxed.
And on the phone, we're going to get all of our people ringing us.
Well, they have
like
been.
Like Lord Des has.
Lord Des rang.
Nonna from Sicily's on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello, thank you.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, bello.
Good?
Yeah.
Buona Natale.
I've got Dolly in the studio with me.
Dolly, come stai? Che bello, come sei?
Molto bene. Molto bene.
You're talking, eh?
Yeah, he's talking.
Italian. Ma, Alice, and you're talking stress relief?
Yeah, we were talking about stress relief.
Yeah. Listen, I'm nonna have service for stress relief.
You've got a service for stress relief. Yeah. What do you do?
I have a broom and a mop.
And who do you give that to? Anybody?
Yeah, anyone who wants a stress relief, come to my house and clean them up. Well, when you do the clean them up and the stress.
I love that.
Hey, listen, someone coming in my house, a visitor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Madonna. Yeah, because I'm a godmother. Afidia, Agela, what's her name?
You're the godmother.
I'm a godmother, a little girl.
Oh, that's good.
Very scared.
Who, the girl or you?
No, me scared.
Why?
I'm a donna coming in my house with a new boyfriend.
Oh, right.
And the boyfriend, 21-year-old. And I said, I took Madonna out the back.
Yeah, what did you say something to her?
Yeah, I go, here's a broom. And I said, you got too much bloody time in your head. Come into my hair and simply dance and put fingers, you know, where. And I say, don't touch a panzerotta.
Okay.
We're off.
It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Another year over.
Yes. See you on January the 15th.
Can't wait.
Love your guts.
And everything else.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.